Hello, my name is Shanine from the Hoot and Howl, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. It's time for another Fruit of the Spirit Friday, and today we're talking about kindness. In the anime Demon Slayer, the characters live in a world where demons are mysteriously powered monsters bent on chaos and destruction. There are some people who care deeply about fighting back against these dark creatures and protecting their fellow humans. These people become Demon Slayers. The highest-ranking, most skilled fighters are called the Hashira. In the Mugen Train story arc, we get to know one of these elite fighters, the Flame Hashira, Rengoku. At first, he seems a little odd and quirky, maybe even seeming completely different from what you would expect one of the top Demon Slayers to be like. But we soon see his incredible strength and skill, utilizing his fire powers to take down demons. His quirkiness and his power still aren't what defines Rengoku as a character to me, though. It's his kindness. He is incredibly friendly and considerate to everyone he meets. And throughout the Mugen Train arc, we see many examples of his kindness and generosity. While investigating some recent demon attacks at a train station, he overhears a young girl who sells boxed lunches talking with her grandmother about the bad business lately. That the danger is driving customers away, but they still need to sell lunches to support their family. Rengoku, in the midst of searching for the trouble, speaks kindly to them and buys not one, but all of their boxed lunches. He then brings the lunches along on his pursuit of the monster and distributes them to workers he meets at a train shed. The demon comes out and is intent on murder. Rengoku saves the workers, and when the escaping demon leads him back to the train station, he saves the lunch girl and her grandmother too, taking care of the demon for good this time. The next day, the girl offers Rengoku a free lunch as thanks, and he accepts, but only if he can buy all the rest of their lunches again. Rengoku always acts with kindness, treating everyone, no matter who they are, with great consideration. Slaying demons is his job, but he goes out of his way to do what he can to show kindness to those he meets along the way. Galatians 6:10 tells us, "Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone." In this world full of hardships and sorrows, there is no lack of opportunity to show kindness to others. All it takes is taking the time to see or hear someone in their moment of need and recognizing your ability to fill that gap. Being a listening ear, a supportive friend, a good neighbor, going out of your way to see someone, buying all the lunch boxes. Where do you see a need today? Where can you fill a gap with kindness? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.